This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. First, if you already have questions for me, please pause the podcast and call me on 732-673-0510. My CPA firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. As the name implies, this podcast offers advice for those of us working at the street level. If you look at your screen, you will see my website and phone number, both great ways to reach me. Today's topic, what entity type is best when seeking venture capital? First, a note from me. Starting a business is extremely complex and it is very easy to make mistakes that can incur tax penalties and also hurt your chances for acquiring financing. Before you move forward with any financial transaction or attempt to create a new company on your own, please call me to schedule a consultation. Now, let's say you're starting a company and need to raise capital. You have to decide what entity to create. Well, what are your choices? The basic entity types are partnership, S corporation, or C corporation. LLC was not excluded by accident. Remember, for IRS purposes, the LLC does not exist as an entity, and the owners of an LLC have to choose between a sole proprietorship, partnership, S-corporation, or C-corp as their filing status. 99% of the time when seeking venture capital, the C-corp is the logical and practical choice, and most venture capital firms will demand this. But wait, will an S-corporation work? No. While the S-corporation structure is a popular choice for entrepreneurs and other small businesses, it comes with regulatory limitations that do not make it feasible for raising venture capital. The main regulatory limitations are, 1, S-corporations may only have one class of stock. 2, S-corporation stockholders must be natural persons, except in some limited circumstances. Number 3, S-corporations are limited to 100 stockholders. And number 4, the one class of stock requirement may be fatal to a venture capital investment since venture capital firms usually demand preferred stock in return for their investment. Also, most venture capital firms are organized as limited partnerships and less frequently as LLCs, but both legal entity types aren't natural persons. And finally, as your startup grows, the S-Corp 100 stockholder maximum comes into play once your startup begins issuing stock and stock options to employees. Thus, the C corporation may be the only type of corporation viable for a venture capital investment. Well, why not an LLC though? While the LLC is also a common startup vehicle, the C corporation wins hands down when it comes to raising venture capital. The following four reasons explain why. Number one, a pass-through entity is not good in this situation. While the pass-through features of LLCs, meaning income and losses, are passed down to the shareholders, are desirable to most entrepreneurs, venture capital funds do not find pass-through taxation to be similarly desirable. The venture capital firm does not want the accounting and tax matters of a funded venture to be passed down to the firm and thereby attributed to the venture capital firm's tax-exempt and foreign limited partners. Such a scenario could create unrelated business taxable income or UBTI issues, or have their foreign investors be deemed doing business in the United States and thus have to file a U.S. tax return. Number 2, transferability. The membership interests of an LLC are typically not freely transferable by state statute. This makes the LLC a lousy entity for one of venture capital's exit strategies, the IPO. Number 3, predictability. Started in the late 1980s and only made more popular in the last decade or so, LLCs are a relatively new type of legal entity. Thus, there just isn't a well-developed set of laws and regulations for LLCs. Corporations, on the other hand, provide a larger degree of predictability with regards to corporate governance and stockholder rights. Number 4, the venture capital firm's organizational documents. Primarily due to the reasons outlined above, many venture capital funds will have specific provisions in their own organizational documents that prohibit them from making a venture capital investment in an LLC or any other legal structure other than a C-corp. Thus, if your startup is absolutely against being a C-corporation, you could be declined by the venture capital firm regardless of how spectacular your startup is. So, in conclusion, the C-corporation is a venture capital firm's clear-cut choice for the type of entity in which to place their investment. When the to-be venture-funded startup is a C corporation, various administrative and other burdens are minimized for the venture capital firm, which allows them and their capital to focus on developing the startup company's business. Starting a business is extremely complex, and it is very easy to make mistakes that can incur tax penalties and also hurt your chances for acquiring financing. Before you move forward with any financial transaction or attempt to create a new company on your own, please call me to schedule a consultation. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please take a moment to subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you want to become a subscriber to my business and tax memos, please send an email to chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.